Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well as they investigate safety issues. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. One woman died and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. In the United States alone, 300,000 to 600,000 people a year develop blood clots, and it's unclear if the vaccine caused the ailment. Japanese officials plan to release more than 264 million gallons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean over a period of decades as part of an effort to dispose of waste resulting from the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster. The release will begin in 2 years. An armed student has died in the shooting with police on Monday in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Knoxville Police Department said officers responded to reports of a possibly armed male suspect about 3:15 p.m. local time at the school. No other students were harmed. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Let's get an Iran nuclear deal update with Dan Araki.
Talks are set to resume in Vienna between the U.S., Iran, and several other parties to try to return to the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement reached under former President Obama. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that returning to that deal would be a regression in Middle East policy. He tells Fox News that the efforts of the Trump administration for Middle East peace would be undone by a new deal with Iran.
Their theory of the case back in 2013, 14, and 15 was that if we don't take this deal, this deal that guarantees the pathway to a nuclear weapon, then we'll be a war. And of course, we proved just the opposite, right? Secretary Kerry had said, you can't get peace without solving the Palestinian problem. We demonstrated that wasn't true. We were realistic about the world. We engaged diplomatically across a broad spectrum when we brought these Gulf states together with the Israelis for a security arrangement that benefits Americans all across the country. To go back to that deal would be an enormous regression and an enormous increase in the risk to the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Rest in peace to the Google Shopping app, as it was confirmed to be on the way out. After 19 months, Google says within the next few weeks, they'll no longer be supporting the shopping app. Critics say it was unclear why a user would download an app that's exclusively showing ads. Dale Earnhardt Jr. said NASCAR's upcoming next-gen race car forced Junior Motorsports to have the conversation about if moving to the Cup Series could be in the future for the organization.
Josh would absolutely be a driver that I'd look at if we were going to build a Cup program. But, you know, those are – I'm just trying to get us into a full-time Xfinity program with Josh. I'm just trying to get him into the Xfinity Series program where he can continue to prove himself. And if Cup Series is in our future, you know, maybe Josh is the driver that helps us make that happen. But that's thinking pretty big all around. But we used to say never going into the Cup Series. We love where we're at in Xfinity Series. Is a great series to have a lot of fun in. You have days like today, in the Xfinity Series. And we've got a great business model for that. But the new car certainly the new car forced us to sit down and have a conversation about whether we we were missing an opportunity, I guess, to go into the Cup Series in the future.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? And it just keeps on going. It is heartbreaking to see what's happening in Minnesota. They were hesitant to really, you know, discuss and frame this as rioting in the streets. But when you see the video, it's hard not to describe it as a full-blown riot. You got rioters attacking police. Again, the looters are out hitting stores amid this protest, taking full advantage of the Dante Wright death. And, of course, after the press conference yesterday, the city manager, who disagrees with the mayor, after the shooting gets fired, the city manager, what I heard him talk and insist on, that there was due process. And the mayor was the one that was, you know, already saying that, you know, the police officer should be fired. Of course, that police officer has since been identified. I want to bring Bill Federer on right now. Bill, boy, this is, you know, here we are again where it's just out of control. And Minnesota is having a hard time. And, of course, the timing couldn't be worse with the Derek Chauvin, you know, Derek Chauvin court case taking place as well, right? Okay, we just lost him. We got to pull him back, so we'll reconnect with him here in a second. But yes, the tensions there in Minnesota. I mean, we need to pray for Minnesota and pray for all the people that are involved here. That. You know, that peace would reign. And I understand, look, at sometimes when we get in situations, somebody goes, well, Bill, why should we pray? Well, because clearly the forces there cannot handle this. This is out of control, and everybody's a danger. Police officers are a danger. Citizens are a danger. The rule of law is in danger. All this stuff. I mean, this is total anarchy when you're looking at this video and you're seeing what's going on. This is dangerous. You know, as we've said repeatedly on this show, you cannot have, you know, law and order separated. If you lose law, you lose order. If you lose order, you lose law. I mean, this is where this country has been moving for quite a while. Phil Hotzenpiller reported on this, you know, several times in the last couple of years, that the rule of law was being compromised. Bill Federer, real quick, sorry for the disruption here and the disconnect. But what's happening in Minnesota, as I was saying to the audience, we have got to turn to God on this deal, because clearly, you know, the police are doing everything they can, but this is out of control, and they finally are now admitting that it is a riot that's taking place there.
Right. These are BLM tactics. They're Antifa tactics, and it's where you create or capitalize on a crisis to consolidate control. These are basically a Cold War for 70 years. They've been perfecting these. They're Marxist. They're Saul Alinsky. Where you find some crises that you can blow out of proportion. Your goal is to have such a decent destabilization that you can push a narrative. And the narrative they want to do is a regime change. They want to go ahead and switch the government out. They basically want to transition our country to a socialist dictatorship. A little background helps put it in perspective. Britain took over India. How? In 1714, they landed in Bengal and started a trading post that they turned into a fort, and then they got involved in local politics, and then they would look for opportunities to have crises between different kingdoms. And they would stir these crises up, and then they would, when these different kingdoms would bloody themselves up, the British would come in to restore order but would take over. And they would do this again and again and again until they took over all of India, a quarter of the world's population. And they did this. They tried doing this in America, where the British would come into the Native Americans and incite them and stir them up to riot and on the frontiers, promising them they'd get their land back, even though that was never the intention and they would have never given it back to them. But they used that to stir them up to attack the Americans on the frontiers. Why? Because then it would weaken them so that the British could take over. And this is a tactic that goes, all the way back to, BC times.
Yes.
It is
the history of man, because, and the thing up to now that has saved our country is that we're unified on this American idea. I mean, though we're looking at what's going on in Minnesota, Portland again, and some of these other hot spots, they have disengaged from the American idea. Now more than ever, you know, in light of this narrative, there needs to be a counter narrative to this faux narrative that's out there. At least our narrative, or the story, the true story that we can talk about America, is quite compelling, isn't it?
Well, it is. So the founders of BLM are three transsexual activists, and Patrice Cullors and Alicia Garza and Opal Tometi, and they admit that they are trained Marxists, that they're, you can watch the YouTube videos, that they're
right
deep into the, Marxist ideology. One of them was trained by Mark, the Weather Underground guys, Bill Ayers and Mark Rudd and these different ones. And so the Weather Underground, these tactics that you create a crisis, blow up police stations, and the goal is to bring down the existing order so that you can replace it. It was a French Revolution type thing. And again, I write history.
Right. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, for as long as this has been going on, since the history of man, you would think that the people, whether it's law enforcement, politicians, people whose job is to protect and preserve our Constitution and our national security, that they would do something about this. But what we're finding out, and of course David Horowitz has just written a book called The Enemy Within, and Trevor Loudon has been yelling about this for the last decade, I believe, that we have a lot of democratic socialists within our elected government, amongst our elected government officials. And this has been a takeover that has, it's all coming to a head here right now with, the things that we see happening. That you go, wait a minute, is this America? How have we lost grip of this democratic republic?
We don't know the history. 1890s, there's a Pullman Railroad architect. There is a guy named Gene Debs, and he organized this rioting, and they destroyed $80 million worth of railroad cars in 27 cities. And this national issue, the whole country.
Yeah. Bill, we're having a hard time with the connection here. It's breaking up. We'll reconnect. More from Bill Federer as we take a look at history, unfolding right before our eyes here. And the Marxists are making some headway here. until and unless there's a counter narrative. Lord have mercy on this country of ours and the great American idea. Bill Federer from the American Minute. And we've got more from him after.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Recently, there's been a rise in the persecution of Christians in Pakistan, where many face false accusations of blasphemy against Islam. Unlike Americans, Pakistanis enjoy no presumption of innocence. Instead, those simply accused of blasphemy may face years of jail time or even a death sentence. Many persecutors have found that they can get away with making false accusations as a means for professional gain or as a personal vendetta against Christians because of religious hatred. The Tide Ministry works to alleviate the suffering by impacting the religious atmosphere. With the help of local ministry partners, we're recording gospel messages in two Pakistani languages to share the love of Christ throughout Pakistan. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging believers and sharing the love of Christ with the lost in Pakistan and other regions of the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Well, what's past is prologue. What to come is yours and my discharge. The past is written, but the future is yours to wield, subject to the choice you decide to make. Make good ones. Each day is a new day with no mistakes in it yet, as they would say. Don't we love Shakespeare, Bill Federer? Bill Federer from the American Minute, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch is with us, and we're able to hold on to him and get our technical difficulties all squared away. Well, Bill, nothing new under the sun. This has been something that's been you know, coming to America. Now it's inside America, the enemy, the enemy's within, so to speak, and they're amongst us. And you would think that because the past is prologue, that we would be better prepared. But it seems that our government and those that we have counted on have been ill-prepared to deal with this Marxist rebellion.
Yeah, it's a strategy that I've actually written quite about. And for those not familiar, you know, Nero set fire to Rome, blamed it on the Christians. So you have one person doing the crises, but using it and blaming it on another for an excuse to push a political agenda, which was clearing the Christians out of Rome. So in 1788, the king of Sweden wanted to declare war on Russia, and his parliament would not approve funding. And so he had the tailor of the Swedish orchestra sew Russian uniforms and had his Swedish soldiers put on Russian uniforms and attack a Swedish outpost. And the news media picked it up, fanned it into a flame that the Russians had attacked, and the parliament, boom, quickly passes funding for the war. And then there's the Himmler operation, the Gleiwitz incident, where Hitler wanted to invade Poland, but public opinion would not support it. So in 1939, he had Nazi soldiers dress up in Polish uniforms and attack a German town. The news media picks it up. The Polish had attacked, fans it into a media flame, and allows Hitler an excuse to invade Poland and crack down. And
Bill, let me ask you, in light of this history that is replete and continues a similar refrain, can you lay this similar strategy on January the 6th of of this year?
Yeah, what's interesting is Saul Alinsky, and he there's a book called Let Them Call Me Rebel. It's about Saul Alinsky. And it has, in the prologue, a chapter where it says that college activists in the 1960s and 70s sought out Alinsky for advice. They planned to protest a scheduled speech by George H.W. Bush, then a U.S. representative to the United Nations, in defense of Nixon's Vietnam War policies. The students told Alinsky that they were thinking about picketing or disrupting, and I'm quoting from the book now. That's the wrong approach, said Alinsky. Instead, go to hear the speech dressed as members of the Ku Klux Klan. And whenever Bush says something in defense of the Vietnam War, they should cheer and wave placards reading the KKK supports Bush. This is what the students did with very successful results. So here we have Alinsky saying, go to a speech, a rally of your political opponents dressed as a faux supporter, but your whole reason to be there is to disrupt it, to change the whole narrative, and to blame them for being evil person. I'm convinced that's what happened January 6th. Yeah. Prior to January 6th, if I were to ask you to say which political party most supports rioting and attacking state capitals.
Well, without a doubt, Democrats.
We have video that the Democrat Party candidates were defending and apologizing for their letting people do their First Amendment rights out there.
And bailing them out of jail and all that. Exactly.
Yeah, and then prior to January 6th, if I were to ask you to describe a Trump rally, as peaceful families that pick up the trash and they leave the place cleaner than it was before. So what happened was that, and I've talked to quite a number of people that were there, that the majority of the people, it was just a nice rally. They went back to their hotel room, they look at the TV, and it's like, what? This wasn't where I was at.
Right.
And that they bust in these rioters, and some of them were within the crowd, and they noticed how everybody else was friendly, and these people had their hoodies, and they were like, you know, really mean and rude, and then some of them got megaphones, and it was like a really cold day. they were getting a tour of the Capitol.
Exactly.
One guy I was with said, as they were coming up to the Capitol, they said, number one, it was strange that there wasn't any security. Number two, the door opens from the inside, and he said somebody came out looking like he was a movie director, and he was telling the police to go over here and go over there, and then all of a sudden there was tear gas being shot, and so this particular person said, well, that's when he decided to leave. But some of them had gone in there. It was cold. They thought they were being invited in to get warm, that there was a they were going to get a tour of the Capitol. But it was called.
Well, when you saw the video, Bill, they were walking through like as if they were on a tour. I mean, it wasn't a riotous situation. Statues weren't being pulled down. They were all walking in somewhat of an orderly manner in between the established stanchions there, right?
Yeah. So it's what they call optics, that they wanted to get some video clips that they could play over and over again to push a narrative that these were Trump supporters doing this. And it all happened at the exact time when Ted Cruz was asking Mike Pence to give us 10 days to audit the election results. And this disrupted that whole thing so that they could come back, and then Mike Pence could say, oops, we're just going to go ahead and accept this. It's like, thanks, Mike Pence. It's like, where's your backbone when we need you? I mean, he'll never be able to run for office again.
I don't think so either. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead. You were.
Oh, I was in Indiana years ago, and they were all upset. People had signs in their yard saying "impeach Governor Pence" because he had they had passed some law protecting the freedom of Christian businesses, so that they wouldn't have to hire people with alternative sexual beliefs. And Mike Pence caved and made a law so that you could never fire anyone for showing up as a girl that's dressed as a guy or vice versa. And so they put signs in their yard, impeach Governor Pence. He's known as somebody that betrays conservatives. Anyway, but this all happened right at this opportune time so that they could change the narrative nationally. Couple other examples from history. 1931, China had allowed the Japanese to build a little railroad along the coast, and there was a railroad explosion near Lithawa or Mukden province, and this was an excuse for Japan to invade China and kill hundreds of thousands in Nanking, China. Afterwards, there was an international investigation as to the railroad explosion. It never occurred.
Oh, wow.
It was. And then in 1955, there were fundamentalist Muslims.
Yeah. Bill, this goes back to what we were talking. I mean, this is the danger of where our free press has lowered themselves to where professional journalism has been subordinated to anonymous reporting, social media, and narratives. And we have been ripe for the picking for Marxists to come in and take over this country. All these elements of all these critical institutions to a free democratic republic have been compromised, haven't they? We've got about 30 seconds left. I'll let you sum it up.
Yeah. Stalin did the same thing. 1934, he blamed something on the anti-Stalinists. 1955, the fundamentalists wanted to get rid of the Greek Christians in Istanbul, Turkey. They claimed to blow up the house of Kemal Ataturk and blame these Christians and killed thousands of them. And so it's a tactic where you commit the crime, blame it on the innocent people.
Nothing new under the sun. Bill Federer, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker right here. Thank you, Bill.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage
advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA and the CDC will stop using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites and urge states to do so as well as they investigate safety issues. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. One woman died and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. In the United States alone, 300 to 600,000 people a year develop blood clots, and it's unclear if the vaccine caused the ailment. Japanese officials plan to release more than 264 million gallons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean over a period of decades as part of an effort to dispose of waste resulting from the 2011 Fukushima nuclear disaster. The release will begin in 2 years. An armed student has died in the shooting with police on Monday in Knoxville, Tennessee. The Knoxville Police Department said officers responded to reports of a possibly armed male suspect about 3:15 p.m. local time at the school. No other students were harmed. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Three most powerful words in the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, and we can never let that go. It speaks of self-responsibility. It speaks of self-rule. It speaks of a free country and an idea that seems to be slipping through our fingers here if we cannot apprehend and maybe it's re-apprehend that we need to do. We've got Jeff Kemp that's going to be joining us here in a second, and the question we want to pose is, do you have a vision and purpose for your life? You know, maybe you've heard that. Maybe you've heard vision and purpose, and you go, gosh, I'm really sure. Vision, well, what does that mean? Is that some sort of, you know, Christianese kind of thing that is only for those with a decoder ring and a secret password to understand? You have to understand what this means. This is so important. And Jeff is a former NFL, you know, quarterback. He knew that the vision and purpose for that team had to be understood, and everybody had to be committed to said vision and purpose. So the point here is, if you knew that it's critical to your happiness and fulfillment, would that change your perspective and passions? Jeff, welcome back to the show. Happy 2 weeks after Easter, Resurrection Day, and the Lord still reigns. Amen, huh?
He still does. He always will. It's good to be with you, Bill. I love this topic. I thought, since you mentioned football, I'll give you a little football metaphor to get started.
Okay.
My six-year football, I got traded from the Rams to the 49ers, went to training camp, and started experiencing a whole different type of team because Bill Walsh, the Hall of Fame coach, was in charge. Occasionally, he'd bring the whole offensive team into one meeting room to put in the new plays during the summer to get ready for the season during training camp. And most teams split all the players up into separate position rooms, tight ends, linemen, running backs, quarterbacks, receivers. Walsh brought us all together, and he said, before I put in this new play today, Brown Wright, Fox 2, Z Post, I want you to know why we're putting it in. We're putting it in so we can master it, so we can perfect it, so we can get better at it all season long, so that we will execute it along with others in a way that leads us to a championship season where we not just go to the playoffs, but we win every game, go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. And our goal is to win the Super Bowl and to win the Super Bowl more than any team in this decade. Now, let's talk about Brown, right? Fox 2, Z Post, what the guards do, what the tight end does, what the quarterback does, what the running back does, the sacrifices you all make. I'll tell you what, Bill, by the time he started pointing out the X's and O's and assignments and all the individual sacrifices and perfect timing and steps and angles that he wanted the players to take, we were on the edge of our seats, ready to soak it in, because he had given us the purpose and he'd given us the vision. Better team, winning more Super Bowls than any team in the decade. And if you give people their why, then they can go through almost any how. Simon Sinek says, first you got to start with the why. Well, we're going to the purpose and the vision for life that God gives us. And the research all backs this up. People that have a goal to make other people happy, to serve other people, to be other-centered, they have greater joy and happiness and resilience in life than those who are living for themselves. Mm-hmm. And we always have more vision and more purpose when we have a cause greater than ourselves.
Jeff, this goes back to that basic principle in God's Word that said it's always better to give than receive, doesn't it?
Yeah, Jesus came not to be served, not to get, but to serve and to give. He is the role model, okay? And, you know, yes, Jesus absolutely gave the ultimate price and went through the worst blitz, but he did that so that we can be forgiven and can handle all the little challenges of life when we're swallowing our pride, being the first to apologize or the first to forgive, the one who takes of our money to give to someone else or gets out of line to give someone else the spot to get there first. Those things are not that hard for us to do if we think about how big Jesus' sacrifice and gift and service and forgiveness to us have been. And when it comes to purpose, I had an experience in my life. I knew who Christ was, what Christianity was, and I tried to live as a decent guy in high school. But then in college, I wasn't trying as hard. I was just trying to be happy and successful, but I wasn't jettisoning my faith. I just drifted from God. And I became successful, but I was selfish. I was still insecure. I was more empty, even though I was having a lot of fun and success and had a chance to go play in the NFL after graduating from an Ivy League school. And God brought this verse to me that I think is meant for every person on this radio show today. Romans 8:28-29. It says, all things work together for good for those who love God, which is where I used to put the period, but it continues. For those who are called according to Jesus's purpose. Yes. And then it goes on in the next verse, verse 29, because most people say, well, what is God's purpose for us? And it says, those whom he's called, he has called them to be conformed and reshaped into the character and image of Jesus Christ. Amen. So that night, I was actually drunk, but I ended up being spiritually sober. I heard that message that my problem is Jeff is my purpose, not Jesus. I'm Jeff-focused, not others-focused. So all of us, if we say, my purpose is to become more and more like Christ through God's strength, then I will serve others for a cause greater than myself. So if you're a teacher or a truck driver or a technician at a company or any job, you are making the life better for others, serving them, and it starts in our marriage and our parenting.
Exactly. And it is such a powerful experience, and I want people to understand, Jeff, that when you get that revelation that you are, and I use this often, I've borrowed this from you, is that you get out of the context of being a consumer and being one who provides and lifts up. It is a process, because you're going to have those moments that pull you back. You know, kind of like what Paul said, you know, things I want to do, I don't do, things I don't, I do. It can be frustrating. And God understands that. God's not offended by that. And it's okay to have a real conversation with God. You know, even like you said, vulnerably. Hey, I got this. And I was drunk, but I got this. Some people might be shocked, you know, to hear you be so honest. But that's what our faith does, is it allows us to be honest, and especially to God, to be able to say, hey God, you know, this, I'm having a hard time here. I'm really under attack with a lot of temptation. God knows that.
Yes.
Right?
He does. I mean, just if you're feeling like you kind of got to clean your act up before you come back to God, or you got to behave a certain way before you show up in church, or you're disqualified because you've been messing up and you just can't fix that addiction to porn or anger or drinking. Remember Peter. Peter was the friend of Jesus who helped change the whole world, unbelievable leader of that church of that New Testament era. But Peter, he did so many dumb, bullheaded, you know, things. And he was so impulsive and so self-motivated many times. He denied Jesus three times. But Jesus joined him at a campfire and three times said, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, I love you." And he said, "Well, then serve others, tend others, feed others the truth, my love." And then Jesus, he restored him three times for each of those three times that Peter had denied him. And then Jesus made him kind of the captain of the army, the captain of the team, and said, "Hey, yeah, I'm going to change the world through you, Peter. So right, you are not this.
You're my guy.
Tell God your truth."
Yeah. Amen. And in terms of the vision, going back to what you said earlier, and I think, again, people are encouraged to really do a deep dive on on Jesus and all that he represents and how he's to be manifest through us. Because, you know, when he was having a conversation with Peter and the rest of the disciples, he says, "Who do they say I am?" And Peter was the one that stepped up and said, you're the Christ, you're the Messiah. And Jesus told him directly, said, "Look, at mortal man did not tell you that. The only reason you know that is because you got vision, you got revelation from God.
From God.
And because you acknowledged and saw that, I'm going to tell you," in essence, he says, "I'm going to give you your purpose," right? So it starts with understanding God's vision and then get ready for your purpose. Jeff Kemp, former NFL quarterback. Always a pleasure, buddy.
For
thank you.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for initial cost information.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Must pick up at 7? Team, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, no, no.
about this?
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Was it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I'll tell you, you see what's happening in Minnesota and Portland. I don't know what else you need to see in terms of the dire straits that our country is in right now. It's as if we lost our mind. I mean, absolute chaos. And this is what happens when you let go of the truth and you begin to see things according to your eyes and you want to abandon law and order. You got to have both. They go together. You can't have one without the other. And right now, every possible mistake that occurs gets to be augmented and accelerated. And it justifies people to do things that, look, I understand. If there's a mistake and, you know, the responsibility for law enforcement, and here you have somebody who is a veteran officer of 20 plus years, obviously makes a mistake. And, you know, some people want to immediately have her fired and God only knows what else, what other, you know, civil, impingements to be placed upon her. You know, for her mistake. I don't know any other job that you can be at where you make a mistake. And, of course, yes, this is serious because when you make a mistake, somebody can die like what happened. And but where is our humanity? Where's our humanity for, you know, the victim and the family? Even the family has said, look, hang in there. Hang in there for me. You know, I mean, let's not go overboard. And let's be praying about this situation. But there's some people that just will not let, you know, as they say in the vernacular, in the political vernacular, they want to let good crisis go to waste. And so that gives them an opportunity to go in and smash windows and wreak destruction, destroy jobs and property. It's unbelievable. But this is where we are right now in this country. But the people who are reasonable and have common sense have to stand in the gap against this insanity. We have to do this. It's time right now for the good news, girl. And I hear I give you all this bad news, but try to bounce it off a little bit here with some real great stories. And this is why we have to, you know, we appreciate Samantha Mao coming on every week, being so faithful to give us this balance, because we're dealing with, you know, whether it's COVID vaccine, the insanity that's happening in our southern border, what's happening in our government right now. It just seems to be out of control, and I'm seeing what you're seeing. There's some people not seeing it the same way, but that's okay. You know, this is a free country still, maybe almost. In some cases, it may seem like we're losing a grip of our freedoms. But it's important to get some balance and understand that there are people out there who are reasonable, exercising common sense, living life, and trying to do the best they can for themselves and their family. And it's because of America that we even have this opportunity. Could you imagine if we were some other country that was being controlled by the communists, like China, for example? What about the Uyghurs? I mean, here they are in concentration camps, and, you know, and if the government decides they're of no use, but their organs are some benefit, their organs are worth more than they as a person, well, then we'll just harvest your organs. It's all okay. Or, you know, if you're a woman and you need to be sex trafficked because it meets a certain end, I guess that's okay, too. This is how nuts our world is becoming. You know, you talk about a pandemic. You know, Sam, I got to bring you on right now. I'm trying to transition out of this mess, but you can't help but talk about it, you know?
Oh, I mean, the stuff that you talk about is essential to talk about and that we're aware of because it impacts us in our future and going forward. It's just, but you know what I'm talking about, it shows you the goodness in people, and sometimes it shows you that miracles happen. Even, you know, sometimes our stories are about miracles that happen, and it's
right.
Something that's more God related than man related, and it's exciting. It's like when you think that, you know, even our first story, like you were talking about China, how difficult things are there. The first story is actually, you know, a miracle that takes place in China. So, you know,
exactly.
In times when you don't think so.
Yeah. How does this happen? But for the hand of God, you know, this woman discovers her son's bride.
Mm-hmm.
Is this amazing? Discovers her son's bride is her long lost daughter. How does this happen?
Okay. So when you first read the story, this is a story that actually recently went viral in China. And then it, you know, it made its way around the world because it's you know, it's one of those things where you're like, God is a better writer than anything man could come up with. It's just crazy.
Right.
So, this is in Suzhou in China. And so mother-in-law was at, you know, there at the beginning of the wedding celebration. She's with the daughter-in-law, and she looks over, or, you know, her future daughter-in-law, her son's bride-to-be. And she looks at the bride's birthmark, and she's like, okay, that looks really familiar. She just had this weird feeling. It brings back these memories for her, and she kind of goes to the side and she talks to the bride's parents, and she's like, did you adopt her? And the parents were like, how would you know that? It's something that our family is like kind of kept, like she knew, but it's been a family secret. And she said, I gave up my daughter for adoption decades ago. I've been looking for her for over 20 years. And
this is, again, we got to keep in mind in the context of this, this is the one child rule as a result of the one child rule that was, you know, predominant in China, right?
Yes. So this bride.
And so the last thing you want to do is to use up your one child on a female, because a female is regarded as less than a male, right?
Well, I would think that was like fitting the timeline. So that must have had something to do with it, or she, you know,
right.
There's no telling what this mom's particular situation was, but I know that was common a lot. But so anyway, so it turns out, yes, indeed, this, her son's fiance is her long lost daughter. And so, you know, your first thought is, wow, that's so great. You found your daughter. Then you're like, oh no, she's about to marry your son. You know, we're going to have to cancel the wedding. And she's like, no, you don't have to cancel the wedding. I adopted my son, too.
It
ended up being the perfect reunion of mother and daughter. And, you know, the bride still got her happy ending with her husband-to-be. Isn't that crazy? Like, so you're, is 20... it emotional?
that's what I was, that was my question, was like, well, you got family members here. Well, of course, here's the punchline. The son was adopted as well. Oh, my gosh. What a great story.
Great. Isn't that great? Because, you know, you're happy at first. It's like, oh, yes, the mother. Then you're like, oh, no. Is this, you know, what devastating news would it be to find out that's your biological sibling that you're about to marry? That's not going to be
right.
Something that works out well.
I was looking to the celebration and cake. Now what? No cake?
I know. It's like, oh no, what is this?
Oh,
it's like it just worked out like a God thing. You know what I mean? Like
without a doubt. And in China, no doubt.
It's almost
as incredible. Just because you're 50, don't think it's over. Because 50 is nifty, as we say. And here's a New Hampshire woman proving that fact. She gives birth at the age of 57. Oy vey.
That's right. So this story actually is just as unbelievable as the first. Barbara Higgins, not only is she one of the oldest women to ever give birth in America, the story that goes behind it is just one that I think is worth sharing. She, like I said, she's 57 years old, but her story begins in 2016 when she actually lost her second child unexpectedly. Her daughter was 16 years old, had an undiagnosed brain tumor, and she woke up one day thinking everything is normal, and by the end of the day, her daughter had passed away suddenly. And, of course, this is devastating to her and her husband and her family. But ever since then, she just had this, it's like as soon as she lost her daughter, there was something, she just started having dreams and this urge, just this overwhelming urge, I need to have another child. I just feel I need to have another child. And so she's in her 50s at this point. You know, I mean, she works out. She's a, you know, a coach, and she does weightlifting and all this stuff. So she really is in a prime condition to do this for somebody at her age. If they were going to do it, she would be a great candidate. But so she has to do IVF. So first she has to find a fertility clinic that will let her do it. Then whenever she finds one that will let her do it, they
how about her husband? Her husband's probably
he's in his 60s, but she got him on board too because it was such a drive for her. It was just they're like, you know what? You never know what's going to happen.
He goes like, you couldn't ask me to take you couldn't ask me to take the trash out on Mondays or something like that. But no, let's have a baby when I'm 60. Right, great.
That's
okay.
Right.
Love you, honey.
So they were like, you know, you're never guaranteed tomorrow. We never know. We learned that with our when we lost our daughter. So she's going undergoing all these rigorous tests, making sure she's in shape to have this baby. And during an MRI, they discover 3 brain tumors that would have been undiagnosed if she had not moved forward with trying to have this baby the way she's having it. They treated it, they removed it, and now she's got a healthy little baby boy, and she's healthy, and her husband, as far as we know, is healthy. Everybody's healthy, and it's a happy ending. But I have to say, it was quite a roller coaster of emotions as you're going through the story. The loss,
oh,
the miracle,
my goodness.
The blessing, it's insane. I have a feeling her daughter is an angel looking after her.
Yeah, I bet. I have to sense her husband is still walking around in shock.
You know, he just has
this perpetual shock face look all over the place.
That's right.
Here's and this is something that we saw. Shaq buys an engagement ring for a stranger. He's shopping. He's at a jewelry store, and this young man, I guess he overhears a little bit of the story and decides, hey, that diamond ring, that engagement ring's on me, huh?
That's right. This engagement
you got 25
ring was on
seconds
layaway.
Left.
Sure. This engagement ring was on layaway at sales. Shaq happened to be there shopping for a pair of earrings. He still does his own.
Yeah, we're talking Shaquille O'Neal, okay? Just so you know.
Shaquille
all right,
O'Neal.
Go ahead.
Yes. And he does this all the time. He bought the guy's ring off. He just did it without thinking about it. And he happened to get a photo captured that went viral. But he's like, I do this every day.
What a cool story. Now you know why she's the good news girl, Samantha Mounds.
Have you ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food? I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com. Are you a